Darling, I want you to touch yourself as if that's my hand. Firstly, I want you to cup your face and gently stroke it, just like I'm doing right now. Run your fingertips over your lips. That's what I would do. I just gently smooth my fingertips over those lips of yours. And then I couldn't resist a kiss. Go on. Kiss your fingertips for me. Then I playfully give you a tiny little lick on your lips, which you weren't expecting at all. It makes you laugh a bit. Ah, oh, your laugh is adorable. Then I take one fingertip and starting your lips. I just slowly trail down your chin, your neck, your chest. And then using both of my hands now, I play with your nipples. You once told me that your nipples aren't sensitive in the slightest, that you never play with them, that it doesn't do anything for you. Well, I think I have evidence to the contrary now, because I'm straddling you. And as I touch your nipples, which harden under my fingers, something else hardens as well. We're both naked. I'm straddling you, just resting. No penetration. Not yet. We have been really neglecting the foreplay, haven't we? It's time to bring it back. For 10 whole minutes, I'm just going to touch you with my hands. I'm not going to stimulate you with any other parts of my body. I now do something which I do to myself a lot. I've been doing this to myself since I was a child. I relax my wrists and I trail my fingers down your chest. Ah, this elicits an immediate visceral response from you. I can see the goosebumps and all the little vellus hairs on your body stick straight up. That delicious, tingly, excruciating tickle. My fingers go up and then down the entire length of your chest. I'm using all 8 fingers at the same time. When I'm going up, my palm is facing towards your face. And then as I reach the top of your chest, I turn my wrists. So it's now the back of my hand facing you. And down I go. My nails are pretty long at the moment. I use them instead of the skin on my fingertips. You shiver. I know that it's unbearable. What I do next is incredibly satisfying. Starting at the top of your chest, I take all 8 fingers. I dig my nails in, just very slightly. And then I scratch. Long, deliberate stroke, all in one go, from the very top of your chest to the very bottom, all the way down to your belly button. After all that tingling and tickling, oh, that is very, very welcomed. I know I said I was just going to use my fingers, but goddamn, those lips give me a look, those puckered up lips, and I'm like, baby, baby, baby. I take my hand and I pinch each side of your lips, pursing them, and I plant a big kiss. Baby, next time you go down on me, can you do this, please? I want you to do this to my clit. Just give it a kiss like this. Exactly that kind of pressure and exactly that pace. Can you do that for me? It's so pleasurable being kissed on the clit, especially as a little interlude when you're licking me. It just really makes my clit kind of hungry, you know, wanting. Take a break from licking, kiss it a few times. Anyway, back to business. I take your right hand, I put my thumb in your palm, open up your hand, kiss your fingertips. Move your hand to my breast. I make your fingertips graze my nipple and it instantly hardens. I'm supposed to be focusing on your pleasure, but goddamn, am I turned on. Oh, I love being in control. Oh, I love making you moan. Oh my darling, I love you. Oh, I just want to make you happy. I just want to give you pleasure. Thank you for letting me give you pleasure. I take your other hand. I make them both cup each breast. You look so, so happy. You've got this massive, beatific smile on your face. You're biting your lip. Oh God, I love foreplay so much. I stroke your hair. You love that, don't you? especially when you're going down on me. You absolutely love it. And I hold your head between both of my hands, knead your scalp, and run my fingers through your thick, ridiculously soft hair. Oh, I have never, ever known a man with softer hair than yours. Such a sensual pleasure. Stroke it while you're licking me. Speaking of which, oh God, I want your mouth and lips on me so bad. So fucking bad. The way you maintain that consistent pressure. You use your thumb to gently caress my clit while simultaneously licking it. You've got some moves on you, man. I'm so lucky to know you. I had assumed that, as always, this was going to lead to penetration. And that was how we were going to come. But no. Instead, you ask me to lay down on my back with my head at your feet and my feet at your head. You ask me to spread my legs. I do so willingly, like the good little girl that I am. I spread them wide. I put one leg over yours. You ask me to shift up so that your fingers can reach my pussy and my hand can reach your cock. Oh, mutual masturbation. Oh, wow. Oh, we've not done this for a while. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, baby. Let's get each other off at the same time, yeah? Do you think we can time it so we can both come simultaneously? Oh, yes. Your magic fingers get to work. I keep getting these surges to my clit. I guess it's kind of like the equivalent of what guys have, you know, a rush of blood. Yeah, I think that's what it might be. Because my clit is definitely hardening and pulsing. If I had a dick, it would be so fucking hard right now. It's as if you read my mind. I was just thinking how badly I need something inside me, and you start to finger fuck me urgently. You just slip your fingers in there suddenly. No warning. Oh, you made me gasp out loud. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Harder. 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 Oh, that's what I need, baby. You can't believe how wet I am. I start to come on your fingers. Good boy.